The other day we discussed a halacha that appears in Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Nun Se'if Hei about where the bima should be placed in the shul. And today I want to discuss another halacha which appears in the same passage in Shulchan Aruch. And that is the halacha that says that the petach beit hakneset, the doorway, the entrance to the shul, should be on the wall which is opposite the Aron HaKodesh, so that you can come into the shul and bow to the Aron HaKodesh as you come through the door. So there are two questions which need to be addressed here. Number one is, how critical is it that the doorway, the entrance to the shul, should be opposite the Aron HaKodesh? Indeed, we know of a shul very well where the doorway isn't opposite the Aron HaKodesh. Is this acceptable? And the second question is, where indeed should the Aron HaKodesh be positioned? So as far as the question, how important is it that the doorway should be opposite the Aron HaKodesh? So there are achron, the Atzeret Zahav and others, who say that in actual fact it doesn't need to be opposite the Aron HaKodesh, it just needs to be not on the same wall as the Aron HaKodesh. But if the Aron HaKodesh is on Mizrach, then the doorway can be on the north wall or the south wall. The point is that as you come into shul, you can face the Aron HaKodesh and bow towards it, which is what you're not going to be able to do if the doorway is on the same side as the Aron HaKodesh. But the other poskim don't mention that, and it seems that the other poskim actually really want you to have the entrance to the shul right opposite the wall where the Aron HaKodesh is. The Magen Avraham discusses a case where a shul was built with the Aron HaKodesh on the wrong wall, and for whatever reason that was, and then they were doing some refurbishments and rebuilding work, and a small group of people were putting pressure that the Aron HaKodesh, that the doorway should be moved to be opposite the Aron HaKodesh, and he says the din is with them, and that even if they're the minority, they can force the majority to have the Aron HaKodesh, the door on the correct wall. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah says that if really necessary, then you can have the doorway on a different wall, and it's not critical. It's just a chisaron. You're lacking something in part of the din to do with the Beit HaKneset, but it doesn't invalidate the structure in any sense. Where should the Aron HaKodesh go? So it should go on the wall to which one davens towards. So in those of us who are in to the west of Eretz Yisrael, we daven towards the east. We daven towards Mizrach, and that's where the Aron HaKodesh should be, because the Rambam says you want the Aron HaKodesh to be in Mizrach, or the direction that you're davening, so that when you do your kriyot, when you bow down in the Amidah, you're bowing towards Eretz Yisrael and also towards the Aron HaKodesh. So there is discussion in the poskim about circumstances under which the Aron HaKodesh is not on the correct wall. There's a tshuva of the Netziv in the Meshiv Davar, Chelek Aruch Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Siman Yud, where he talks about a shul where they want to move the Aron HaKodesh from the east wall, because a church has been built just outside, just by that wall, and they don't want to be facing the church whilst they're davening. So his conclusion is, no, even in that case, you shouldn't move the Aron HaKodesh, because the church is in a different rashut, and therefore it's not a problem to be facing towards the church. There's a tshuva of his son-in-law, the Shalom Meshiv, who also says that it's prohibited to alter minhagim of the Beit HaKneset in this regard, and to have the Aron HaKodesh on a different wall. But he says, if for whatever reason the Aron HaKodesh is on the wrong wall, so you should try and get it moved, but if you can't, again, then you don't want to make machloket about it. Machloket is worse than having the Aron HaKodesh on the wrong wall. There's a further discussion in the poskim, which we'll save for another time, about which direction one should daven in an instance where the Aron HaKodesh is not on Mizrach. Should one be facing towards the Aron HaKodesh, or should one be facing towards Mizrach? And that, as I say, is a topic for another time. Ad Kan.